And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Brandon Hayward, wow. We have just scratched the surface here of Brandon's vast knowledge of bluefin sea bass. We haven't even gotten into the sea bass tricks he has or anything like that. Talk about the Brandon Bobber, all that stuff. Yeah, a lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Bill, you're not kidding, man. Good times, good fun, and we want to have you be a part of the show, man. If you'd like to join us, just give us a call. It's been a very busy morning, but Adam's standing by. We'll get you into the queue. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on The Fan. Great times, great information, and a great prize, too, at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to win a full-year membership to fishdope.com. That's a full year, $169 value for one of our lucky listeners. In addition to that, you're going to get a full collection of all of the available bite journals, so a really, really cool prize pack. And again, just great coffee table books, and there's no better photography and journalism in our world than in that bite journal. It's a really, really cool prize pack going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
The only way we can salvage Brandon's wealth of knowledge in journalism and expertise in journalism is just to have him write the bite journal, which is we love it. Twice a year. Yeah, for sure. Does the bite journal have a separate website?
Yeah, it does. The bite journal, you can order back issues on there.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can subscribe on there, yeah.
Okay, because I know bitesportfishing.com is the website for the
sport. Yeah, it's a separate one. There's no, content bolted onto
it. Bite Journal?
Yeah, B-I-G-H-T.
B-I-G-H-T?
I think I own Bite Journal and the Bite Journal, and the B-I-T-E.
Okay, got them all.
Yeah.
Okay, but bite is B-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, exactly. It's really interesting. People spell bite like the fish were biting, B-I-G-H-T now.
That's funny. You see
it all over the place. It's kind of interesting how it's become kind of part of people's vernacular.
Yeah. TheBiteJournal.com is the primary, but you've got the others too.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Jam-packed they are. Let's talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. What's up, Don? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, Brandon, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, my friend.
Hi, Don.
So my question for you, Brandon, is really on a combined lobster and sea bass trip. So what's the way to get in the books?
Let's see. I was saying I'm going to do like a lot of that lobster booking September 1st, but I'm not turning anyone away, that's for sure. I booked a couple trips just yesterday, actually. The best time of the year for the lobster sea bass combo is November and March.
Really?
This year in March, Wes had some really good fishing at Catalina. I kind of picked and scratched and caught a few. Last fall was a little bit of a letdown on the sea bass, but the lobster fishing was lights out.
Ah.
Yeah, so those are the 2 months. I love November fishing. It's my favorite month for everything.
November.
You can do it all.
Awesome.
Early December, November, kind of in that window. So now would be a good time, and I know that we had weather issues, and your sea bass trip in the books got away from you this year, and the year before you had tough weather, tough conditions, and we cut it short and just kind of gave you that trip and said we'd take you again. So if you wanted to give me a call today, I'd love to get something in the books. Your friends are just too busy, Don. That's the deal. You got to come solo.
I'm pretty much to that point. As much as I love fishing with them, but Brandon, you're a class act, my friend, and your business shows it.
No, I want to get you back out. We'll make something happen. Build an open party around you. Whatever it takes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call this morning.
Well, how do those trips work? Like the lobster trip, we've talked about before. But if you were going to try and do a lobster and fishing trip, what do they work like? How do they, depart time, that kind of stuff?
Yep. I always say to new customers, we come off a little wishy-washy sometimes because I have multiple different options.
Yeah, sure.
And they're just like, huh? The straight-ahead play is you leave at noon and you get back at midnight. Or you leave at 2 p.m., you get back at 2 a.m., one captain on the boat. Other play is you do a two-day type of a trip with the multi-day permit, two captains on the boat, you're on the boat for 24 hours. That allows you to harvest two limits of lobster.
Mm-hmm.
I really only take people who have been with us once before to do that because everyone says they can, but 24 hours on a small boat is a lot.
No doubt.
Come out, try it out once. Or the other option is the Avalon play. You go over there with us, leave from Davies, get over to the island, check in fish sea bass, check into the hotel, then go do lobster, get back, have dinner, and then you have the next morning and you go fish sea bass or do whatever you want.
Wait a minute. So you leave Davies Locker early in the morning?
Yeah, you probably leave at like lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go over, fish the afternoon.
Fish afternoon, sea bass.
Afternoon, check into the
sea
hotel.
Bass is usually the best because you need that northwest wind, downhill current for a lot of those spots.
Okay.
Fish sea bass in the afternoon, check into the hotel. I mean, it really comes down to you can do whatever it is you
sure.
want to do.
We'll yeah,
make
sure,
it happen.
Sure,
but
sure.
the kind of default line is that. Lobster until you don't want a lobster anymore. For some people, that means we just want to catch enough for dinner and
yeah.
have a good time and go have cocktails. For other people, it's all about production.
Fill my freezer.
Get limits, come back in at midnight, and then the next day do whatever you want. It could be leaving early in the morning, doing the sea bass thing, or sleeping in and then kind of doing whatever. I mean, the way the landscape's set up, you can really do anything. In October, you could go, like, sleep in and, like, go look for a striped marlin for 3 hours off the east
yeah,
end, if that's
sure.
your thing. Whatever.
That's cool,
yeah.
man.
Wow.
How much
custom
fun is
design.
That?
So custom I'm a, design. So I'm a bit confused. So you just
Don't
told...
Don't be confused,
told,
Pete.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
Yes.
I'm always confused.
It's okay, go
so,
ahead.
So you told Don, call you up, book a trip to Lobster. But then
yeah.
earlier in the show, you talked about, well, I'm not taking bookings until November. Straighten that out for me.
Well, I have multiple boats and multiple captains. It's
gotcha.
Just not me on one boat. So
oh, I gotcha.
Myself, if Don wants to go in November, I probably wouldn't run the trip because, like what we're talking about off
right.
air, like I want to spend more time in Mexico, more
right.
time with my family, and do. I don't. The lobster thing is going to be real limited for what I'm going to run myself
right.
this year. But Wes or James or Brian and the Caleb and the guys that run with us, they would take you and run the trip.
Okay. So you can book those now.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm saying
all
if,
right.
if you want to get in the if you want to fish bluefin the second Saturday in August, don't wait until August 3rd. You saw 17 photos, now I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Book in November, that's when we do the bulk of our bookings, the prime kind of moons and dates and that type
right.
of stuff. But
okay.
We're taking lobster bookings right now. The season opens on the 28th.
All right. One line open, 833-288-0973. Been a busy morning. You want to get through. There's your chance. Next question is, does the moon make a difference?
Lobster or fishing?
Both.
I used to think that lobster was poor on the full moon, and then we've had so many good full moon lobster trips that I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Lobsters are kind of tricky, too. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason to those things.
Yeah,
and
what makes them crawl?
I've taken pretty good notes on a lot of different stuff, and with the lobster, there's just no rhyme or reason, so I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a real soft spot in my heart for new moon, November, lobster, and sea bass.
Okay.
I feel like when that sea bass comes back down, part of it splinters off and goes out deep. That's why gill netters kind of knock the crap out of them outside the Cortez or the Tanner or whatever. And then we get a sliver of it back down the coast, and that usually happens around the new moon in November.
Gotcha.
If you can find where the school washes in, you can have really good fishing on those things. Just last year, we were never successful in finding that school. We only caught three.
The offshore gillnet thing for sea bass still, like, just I have such a hard time wrapping my mind around that. It's crazy to me that those guys catch that fish well offshore like that. I mean, it is what it is. That's just what they do. But
I know.
It's such a hard thing to wrap your mind around.
I know. It's because we think about sea bass as such a structured coastal fish, but it's really more like a salmon. They travel a huge swath of coast. And there's this fallacy that gill nets are illegal in California. They're just pushed out 3 miles off the coast and 1 mile off the island. A guy could slap a gill net right across the Cortez. If you go out for dinner and you order sea bass, it's going to come from a gill net.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yes.
So it's a very much a viable fishery, and that's how the bulk of our commercial sea bass to table gets harvested.
Now, what about the bluefin on the moon?
Bluefin are a sea bass to me in terms of moon. They love full moon. They love new moon. But I also don't try to get too hung up on it, too, because as humans, we always want to kind of correlate and find a reason. But there's so many good bites between the moons. It's just kind of whatever.
Weather-related? I mean, is there... Bluefin
like the wind.
They do.
Like the
they
wind.
Love the wind, especially that yummy stuff. As we were saying, I feel like that fish has gotten progressively smarter the last couple of years.
Sure.
Which sounds stupid. Like, how can a fish be smart? Well, if they're stupid,
bluefin
they were just...
Smart.
They're smart. They're the smart... Sea bass are stupid. They'll eat a squid on 80-pound. Line doesn't matter. You don't have to drop down. There's no finesse. Bluefin's constant scaling, staying ahead of the pack, bait presentation. So,
yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
No, so moon and...
Oh, there's something to it. There's something to it, for sure.
Something to it, but you can't really predict it.
You can't.
So just go when you can.
Yeah, just go. Just Go when you can, period.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Hills calling for Ventura this morning? What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Hills.
Last couple weeks on the beach here in Ventura, there's been a lot of molted lobster, you know, carcass or shells or whatever you call them. There's nothing inside them, so I reckon they're molting. And, you know, I saw a giant one that was, it had to be like an 8-pounder or something like that. But there's a lot, all sizes, and there's just thousands of them. And so wow. My question is, is that good? Is that a good sign that they're molting around here right now? And then what does that mean for the opener and for the early lobster season? Like, are those things going to hide because their shell's not hard yet, or does that affect it?
Well, I don't know a ton about lobster, but what I know is they shed their shells just like a snake sheds its skin. And if you're a commercial guy, you kind of like seance for an extra molt before the opener, because every time they molt, they grow whatever fraction of an inch, right?
The ones that were short last year are going to be legal after they molt.
Yeah, that's why El Niños can be good lobster, because there's an extra molt. They get a little bit bigger. The shell hardens up in a matter of days, so that's not really predicated on anything. So I think you're just watching Mother Nature, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, part of the deal. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Speaking of Ventura, was that the area that you guys took the boat up to and had the amazing run of sea bass fishing this year? That was really fun to watch.
It was pretty cool. We ran out of Ventura sport fishing, and sea bass on the coast, I knew this was going to happen at some point. Season 9 sea bass on the coast was a dud. Why? There's no squid. That's no big deal, because that hasn't happened since 2014, but there was no kelp early season, so there's no stopping power. So it was an island season, but what we've missed on the coast, we got at the islands. We've never caught so many big 50-pounders at Catalina. That Catalina has turned into the Catalina of kind of like my youth and like what Wish wrote about in the book. You catch them in March and April there again in the spring and the winter. We had days there in January the last couple of years. So, but Catalina is a difficult place to fish because it's so incredibly conditions dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference, I always say, between fishing with your buds and charter fishing. Charter fishing, everyone has to have a shot, right? Where are they biting? Ventura. So we went up there. I lined it up to run out of the landing up there. We did a couple kind of like fun goof-off trips to get the lay of the land and check it out. When we first went up there, it was biting the red crab hookup bait. So Wes did that for the first like week or so. Commercial season opened up on the 15th. Gillnets outside of Santa Cruz got a lot of that fish. And right in that same time period, Santa Rosa started biting really good, and I think Wes had limits like 8 days in a row. Three fish limits.
It was really fun to watch the photos and the, you know, the following the bite on, you know, Instagram, things like that. I mean, it seemed like trip after trip. And we had a lot of long range customers and buddies from San Diego that were all going up and fishing with Wes. And, you know, they said the same thing, that this is the best area in town. So that's where the bite took us. You know, you put them on where the fish are at, whether that be in Mission Bay or be in Ventura, wherever the best fishing is, that's where you're going to bring your guys.
And I think we're going to spend real time up there. In fact, that 28 told me it wants to live up there. And like,
I told you that.
In July.
Yeah.
It can handle the weather.
Yeah.
You can put an extra person or two on it. The 28 is a great charter boat because it's a 25 Parker with an extra 3 feet on the back.
Right.
So, and my thing with the 23s, which I've said on the show before, when I wrote my like loose business plan and did the math, I figured out real fast that the second engine on the 25 is really just the fourth person that you would take is just paying for that extra fuel, extra service. Outboards cost you a lot of money an hour.
Yep.
The fuel going through them, the service you have to do, the slush fund you have to create for repairs in a future engine. Like, when you really look at it, that's why people in the landscape that kind of like charge the bottom end of things, it feels like they're making money to them in the time, but they're like losing $94 a day. I've done the math. I know what people run for. I know what it costs, even if they're not paying landing fees and things like this. And they're like running a negative sum business because it costs so much to run those outboards.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially the amount that we do. Although that fisherman's boat, that for fishing bluefin, that thing will put on 100 hours in 6 days.
Wow.
Crazy.
And how far, and again, how far is that run to the west side of Clemente?
Too? Far.
Yeah,
it's a nice
80
ride
miles,
it's a
75
nice ride
miles.
It's 78 miles from the west end back. But there's some fish showing up closer, too, so I think we'll have that. But to answer your question, Ventura is a different market, and we did well up there. And when I kind of rebranded to Bite Sport Fishing, my goal was to have an operation in each county. So there's Ventura.
Cool. That's all right. Cool.
All right. Jam-packed phone lines. Let's hit it.
You got it, man. Jump back in. We'll talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's up, Cliff?
Good. I have a question for Brandon. I'm getting older now, so do you have a puller when you do the lobsters, or is it still manual?
If it's shallower than 50 feet, we have you do it manual. I think that's kind of part of the fun, and it's easy. But for the deep water, I have a line hauler. You came out with us that first hot water El Nino year. It was lights out, 200 feet of water lobster. And everyone thinks I just like fish lobster deep, but they're just like fish. You go where they are. So last year, some of the best lobstering was in like 12 feet of water.
Wow.
So that hyper deep stuff isn't always the best play. You follow them out there, and at some point in the season, they'll be out there. But it's not like when you came out. And I think when you came out, it was my first real season. I didn't have that line hauler. So I have three of those line haulers. I have a backup to a backup.
The ace line hauler?
Yeah, it works great. Works great.
I love it. Yeah,
absolutely. Pinky's out.
All right, you better book your trip, Cliff.
I have a question about the subscription.
Yeah.
How do I know I'm current? I don't see it at the Fred Hospital no more, so how do I know I won't miss an issue?
So your subscription includes four issues, and when you get your last issue, there's a little card in there that allows you to re-up there.
Wow, you're high-tech.
Sweet.
I try.
There you go, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the call. So you'll be notified.
Yeah,
when you're
just have to pay attention when it falls out at your feet.
All right.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. This catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, their killer smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are also available at Dana Landing and Mission Bay. So another great opportunity to get that killer stuff from the Fish Pros. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Pete, Rick, Brandon, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Hey, we're over here at San Clemente Island, and they're back. They're back. It was the most incredible thing I've seen this year, yesterday. There's so much fish here. It's absolutely mind-boggling why we didn't see them for a week. But they're back, and they want to die. And we caught a whole bunch of them yesterday, and I got great expectations for today. It's flat, glass, calm out here right now. We're praying for a little tiny bit of wind this afternoon. But, the fishing was nothing but incredible yesterday. And then look at what's going on down there by you guys, Pete, Brandon, Rick. My gosh, that yellowfin tuna, are you kidding me? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 fish in the count this week. That's absolutely insane.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I think this is the season that's never going to end.
We like it.
We'll like that, right, Ricky?
Yeah.
What awesome news, Dave, and how nice to hear that fish that was took a little, I wouldn't say went away, but it was a little slow for sure for the week, and nice to hear that big fish is back at the island and willing to show itself and bite a little bit.
Yeah, they're so dumb. We were able to catch four yesterday.
Sweet. Yeah, and what's the grade?
Yeah.
What's the grade, Dave?
It's that 120-pound fish. Better. Every one of them looks exactly the same.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
But where I come from, that big bluefin, I know there's a lot of people that don't think those are big. I think they are.
I think they're very big. I think that anytime you get a 100-pound fish, that's a nice fish. So, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, of course. Danny and the boys, fishdope.com, you give them the information, and they publish it, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You got to have fishdope.com if you want to stay on the fish. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Guys, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Danny and Jason and Ollie tell you where they are, and then I teach you how to kill them when you get there.
Atta boy. All right, Dave. That'll keep getting them, and glad you had such a great day, and good luck today. We'll help you get them again.
All right. See you guys later. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Thanks.
Talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that.
All right, well, that is going to wrap up our report. This time sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anz and Ives. It's made from high carbon steel, which holds an edge and is very easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and for hunting. Check anzaknives.com for more details or get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, that Fish Pro series is pretty awesome. Go buy. You can get it at anzaknives.com or Fisherman's Processing for sure. Hey, I want to remind you once again, 2 weeks from today, there'll be no Let's Talk hookup.
Right.
We're getting preempted here at the intercom stations are doing a special show for mental health and suicide prevention called I'm Listening. So no Let's Talk hookup Sunday, September 8th, but of course we will be on Saturday. Saturday, September 7th, and then the following Saturday and Sunday. So just want to program note there.
You got it, buddy. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Brandon. Let's jump right back into it and talk to Dan. Called us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Great show.
Thank you. Thanks.
My question is, what does the high pressure, low pressure do to fishing out there? I know in the lake fishing, it really messes it up at different times, but how about in oceans?
We like high pressure. We don't like low pressure usually. It works out.
Interesting.
High pressure is when it's kind of like hot and glassy and everything.
Yeah.
It's nice. Low pressure, a front's coming through, that type of stuff.
South winds, cold.
South wind.
Not nice to be on the boat. Fish don't show as good.
South wind, that south wind last week. South wind's just kind of the like nemesis, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just shouldn't be, like, there shouldn't be a thing, but, like, you could set your watch to it. You get on the boat and then the wind's blowing out of the south and it's gray and misty all day and it was beautiful the days before. You just shake your head.
If you ever
wind
went,
from
like,
the south, fish shut their mouth.
So my favorite question to ask, like old timers and people that like are like above the rim on fishing, is like a question about conditions and a type of fish. Like ask whatever, but like, hey, if it's south wind and uphill current, where would you start at the Coronados, right? And they're like,
yeah.
So yeah, the south wind's a tough variable, and like Rick says, a lot of times it comes from those low pressure. So yeah, you can't go wrong with high pressure.
There you
I
go.
Like it.
Thanks a lot for the call, Dan.
Karen in Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I have a question for Brandon. You know when the military's out there and they're doing their bombing?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever go out and do the fishing out there?
Where? Define there, like off of Oceanside or Clement?
Out by San Clemente Island.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's I kind of have a whole business that is set up around fishing around that place for 3 months out of the year. You look at the closure schedule. It's a little bit Greek. It's kind of hard to figure out if you're not kind of used to it or whatever. And if you just look at it in passing, everything looks closed all the time, right? So there's a little it's kind of like a seventh grade, like, geography project. There's a little key below there. You click on the area. It tells you what time it's closed and what type of operations it is. Sometimes it shows as closed, but it's just a aerial closure for airplanes and spotter planes and airspace is closed. So Eric Landesveen did a good piece on it, and it's on BD Outdoors. He did it a few years ago. So just kind of Google, like, San Clemente Island closures, Eric Landesveen, something like that, and it goes through the whole thing, and it shows you how to do it. That's
a
good kind of, like,
tip.
That's like shorthand for thinking if you want to kind of figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and sometimes everything's closed out there.
Sometimes
everything's
closed.
Away.
And sometimes it says everything's open, and guess what? Things
it's
are changing.
Not. Yeah.
We fished last week in an area that by the book was open, and the boat came in and said, hey, this, you know, whether you saw it on the website or not makes no difference. This area is closed. You either be, you know, this tight to the beach or this far above us. They were super cool, very easy about it. And, you know, all you do is shake your head. No problem, man. We're out of here. No problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because it shows is open doesn't mean it is, or vice versa. You know,
yeah.
Can also call range control on 16. They'll let you know.
They can go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good info. Thanks a lot, Karen. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about Odie in Norwalk up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Odie. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'd like to know about the when you're fishing for the yellowtail. My question is about using the iron, and would you be better off using a braided line versus the monoline?
Fishing for yellowtail. Brandon?
I think this is a good one for Rick. He lives in Yellowtail National Park.
Yellowtail National Park.
I think monofilament always makes your life easier when fishing for yellowtail with a jig. Whether it be a surface jig that you're casting, I think monofilament is an easier line to cast. If you're yo-yo jig fishing, it's easier on your fingers when you're winding that thing back under pressure. I think in general, mono just makes life easier. The stretch is good when you're pulling on them. The stretch is good when you hook a fish. I would say mono. Does that mean that Power Pro doesn't have its place? For sure not. There are times, you know, in a kelp line, fishing with a mackerel or a squid, there's certainly place for it. But as a very general thing, fishing yellowtail, I think you can't beat mono.
There you go, Odie. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, have a chance to win that series of Bite Journals and a one-year membership to fishdope.com. There's your shot right now.
More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
A place that's always biting, you can count on it. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I'll tell you what, they just got one of those deep drop swordfish.
Oh, dude.
Holy mackerel. That fish is incredible.
I think that's the best. I always put the mark on harpoon swordfish. That's the best there ever can be or will be. That deep set buoy gear fish is so, so good, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. And, of course, that's just one sample of an array of fresh fish that they have this time of the year. It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah, the fish case is so impressive always. Fish from Mexico, fish from Alaska, fish from home. Everything is fresh. Everything's killer. Their plates, their smoked fish case is just unbeatable. That place has got it going on.
Grilled fish tacos in the world.
Oh, man, it's so good.
And, of course, sushi. Don't forget, they have fantastic sushi. You want lunch, dinner, something to take home? It's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
Walks like a duck.
Use Google Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packing up, but it has been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Been a busy morning, but we do have an opportunity for you to still get through.
Indeed. You get a chance to win that series of Bite Journals as well as that one-year membership to fishdope.com. 833-288-0973. Let's jump on the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Ron? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Ron? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have two questions for Brandon. My question is, what are your prices on your charter, and also how many people can you take?
Those are good questions. So it depends on the boat and the type of trip, and they're all published on the website. And they range anywhere from down the bottom, like the center console, as $1,200 to go to the Coronados. That's probably the bottom end of stuff, on up to the Bluefin type deal. Right now, the Bluefin on the 28 out of Fisherman's is $2,750, and you can split it four ways with four buds. We do open party trips. They all filled up, but I added one for this Friday. It's $695 a person. You take four people on that.
And how do you book that?
You can just go on to fishermanslanding.com, book it online, or call the landing. They'll do it. And then Sunday, we're kind of dipping our toe into the that school fish closer to home type deal. That trip's $100 less, and you'd go on a 28-foot Parker. We really like fishing the afternoons for everything. So even for that small fish, we're going to stick on that program, and we're going to do a 9-to-9 trip. Leave at 9 in the morning, home at 9 at night.
Nice.
So you can still kind of like semi-sleep in,
yeah,
whatever.
And you miss the crowds.
You miss the crowds. There's no line at the bait receiver. There's not the crazy hustle and bustle. It works out well.
Yeah, indeed. So if you go to bitesportfishing.com and then you scroll down to the bottom, and there's three different categories: lobster, white sea bass, tuna. You click on learn more, and it gives all the details on those trips.
Yep, it's all on there. Yeah. I need to update the open party page when I do the lobster stuff. I'll do that right now. It's anything that's on there isn't available. They're full.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Sylvia from Santa Barbara is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sylvia.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi,
great.
Sylvia.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to call and talk to Brandon. Not that I don't want to speak to Rick or Pete, but I just wanted to let you know, last time, Brandon, that you were online or on air, I won the trip to for a day at our quarter.
I remember.
Or three quarter.
Yeah.
I do, and I want to thank you so much for your patience and accommodating for my, you know, booking on my trip because I had that injury.
Right.
I really appreciate it, and I made it, and we went out with Wes to Catalina.
I think you went with James. James took you guys.
James?
Yeah, James.
Maybe James did?
Very tall and dapper looking.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't say that.
You're blushing, yes.
But we had a great trip, and we didn't get to stay overnight, but maybe we can do something like that next year. November's around the road.
Yeah, sure.
So just want to say thank you so much. It was a great trip.
You're very welcome. And, you know, Pete's done a lot for us, and it's not lost on me, and this radio show really helped me grow both businesses. So anytime I can kind of help out and get some listeners out and do what I can on my end. So it worked out great, and I'm glad I'm glad we could get out and you got to enjoy some lobster. So thanks a lot.
Definitely. Yes,
thanks, Sylvia. Great phone call there.
Appreciate
that was having done that trip with you also, like, that is so much fun. And I mean,
beautiful.
It's a very unique and very cool trip. And
yeah, it makes me. I want to go.
It does.
I always say that, but we're going this
time.
Way.
It's just time. I know.
You can think of yourself as a hardcore fishing guy or whatever, or maybe you like lobster. You know, whatever. It's a really cool and fun, unique trip, and it's a different fishery. And there's something about lobster fishing, like, it takes you back to a little kid. Like, the second you're, you know, the second that, like, hoop starts to appear in, like, the light, like, you can't help but get excited to see, you know, what's going on, and when those things are shaking around, it's cool. It's a very fun fishery. And
trap fishing's fun, and it's still fishing.
It is. Yeah,
it's
totally.
Really fun.
And there's something about those Catalina lobster.
Whoa. It's just sweet and clean water, and
And just the camaraderie, you giving your buddy, you know, you giving him a hard time because he's not pulling fast enough or this, that.
The whole
it's just,
thing.
Yeah, everything about it's fun. It's an easy thing to do. You can have a couple cold ones while you're doing it. It's not as serious as trying to, like, download a big 200-pound bluefin. It's just a really fun trip.
Yep.
And it's in a time of year, a lot of times, when there maybe not be other hardcore things going on, too.
Totally.
I just can't wait. They're really cool.
It's fun. And other people in the small boat charter landscape are like, I don't know how you do those trips. By October, I'm ready to, like, hang it up, you know? I couldn't imagine not running for 6 months. I would never make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been a great addition to the business, and we love doing it. And it's nice for us too, after the high pressure of Big Bluefin and sea bass and all that other stuff. You know, sure. Lobsters kind of like live somewhere, and you're going to kind of get. You've never ran a lobster trip where you don't get them. It's not yeah. always limits, but you're going to like catch a lobster.
You're going to find some. Yeah. yeah. So I see on your website here, lobster is $13.50 for a charter. What if somebody wants to do that 2 day deal?
I just charge an extra $150 a person.
Okay.
So that's it. It's not like wow. a huge thing. The boat's already over there, so it's not a massive extra yeah. expense thing. I almost do it as a courtesy to the passengers. If
that's
they
cool.
want to do the extra experience, I don't charge like 2x the trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's up to four people?
Up to four, yeah. yeah. I haven't decided how I'm going to play the 28 in terms of like pivoting and everything. I'd love to get a Baja Coast run going mm-hmm. out of San Diego, but people have tried that for decades, and it's just hard in the winter.
Yeah.
So I haven't decided what I'm going to do with the 28, but that thing is so big on the back deck. Six people lobster, no problem.
That's
no
cool.
problem
really?
At all.
Really? That's
it's a
cool.
huge boat. It's really big.
Yeah.
So you could, three guys are working on pulling. Yeah, I built a custom bunk that sits three people in it. There's a jump seat still. It's
nice.
It's a huge step up in terms
that's
of
cool.
the charter play. Yeah.
That's nice. So I have a question. Shifting from gears now to bluefin tuna. A lot of guys, you know, out fishing these the flying fish and stuff like
right?
that. Right. How many flyers should a one take
that's
when they go
fishing?
That's
a great question. We get that at the shop all
I
the
take
time.
Three
that's a great
per person.
Three per
that's
person.
$100 bait budget per person if
yeah.
you go in like a square and buy them. They're $30 a piece.
Yeah.
$35, whatever, you know? And they're harder to hook now. It used that 2 years ago, that thing was just kryptonite. You just put it out there, mm-hmm. and they just absolutely engulfed it. They've seen a lot of very poor presentations. If your hooks and the business are in the water, they're not going to bite it. So they've wisened up. They're smarter. This is not a stupid fish like we were talking about earlier, you know? So debating the merits of kind of all things, your bait presentation has to be on point, and you're going to have them kind of like eat the middle out of it, miss, break a wing all the time. And guys are hard on themselves. Like, I can't believe I came out. I had two shots and I missed. It's like, that's just the nature of this fish
yeah.
right now.
Yep. Yeah.
With that said, that foamer stuff will eat like a well-presented mackerel now, and there's other ways to catch them, and we figured out ways to kind of get all four people fishing if it's dictated by, like, long drifts or you can get on a breezer. So, yeah, we bring three per person. The overhead is massive on those trips.
Yeah. So that's included in the price?
It's included, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes I even catch a few live ones if you're lucky.
Oh, okay. So basically, if you have four, you're taking 12.
12.
If you're taking four people on the trip.
Yeah. If we're going to go down and run 3 days in a row and we leave the freezer, we're coming down with 36 flying fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you need that many just because they miss and you?
They miss and it gets busy sometimes. That first trip we ran out of Fisherman's, I mean, four guys, eight bluefin. You miss a couple, we went through 21 flying fish that day.
Ooh, wow.
No problem.
Wow.
And
yeah. 21 times 30 is like, yeah.
Don't do the math. Right? I'm the one who lost $71 that day. Yeah.
The thing with those two, though, is, you know, that's what we were talking about at the beginning when you know, we were talking about, you know, what you were talking with Neil and the cost of a trip. But they're $30 a piece. That is definitely expensive, or $32, whatever they are. But you can't, that's that's something you just can't put a price on because.
I think it's
right
a value.
Now for a big one, that yep. is it. That is what you have to have, and having two of them doesn't do you any good. If you know, if one of them's washed out for the first 4 hours, you trying to get located and get on a fish, and you've got one more to go, and you get a bite, and then you don't have
right.
one. Now what? You know, you've invested $500 in fuel to get over there, and your time, and your effort, and your lack of sleep, and I mean, you just it's just something that you have to have, and I would love to go catch those. I don't know San Clemente Island. I don't know that island. Where I'm comfortable driving my boat in shallow water in the dark at all. I wish I was, but that's not my game.
Yeah.
I haven't grown up out there, and
I've
I just
it,
know.
And I do it, and I've done the math too on like where you fish the bluefin is a totally different zone of where you would catch flying fish theoretically. So your fuel and your time and what is your hourly, what's your time worth?
Yeah.
Whether,
and if you've been
whatever.
A shaft or a prop or something like
the
that
whole
from
thing.
Being into
yeah,
shallow,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so just, yeah, buy them. It's
buy
a
them.
Game. It's $100 and you're like, oh, sticker shock. But, like, if you went to the bait receiver and you bought two scoops of bait, you'd spend that too, give
yeah.
or take. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Mm-hmm. Matt in San Diego is hanging on there. What's up, Matt? Good morning.
Morning, guys. My question was for the bluefin tuna, a rod question. Can a rail rod be used to fish the yummy flyer on the kite?
Oh, do we use a rail rod?
Yeah, to fish the yummy flyer on the kite.
Yeah, that that there's a lot of good options out there. It's hard to go wrong with that, like, 770 series from CalStar. They were the kind of first rail rod and all that other stuff. So, yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Your guys are pulling on them stand-up.
I've never had anyone fish a harness. I think just our culture of fishing has switched to rail rod so much. I have some people coming out from, like old Excel days when I worked on there last year, and I'm sure they'll be all harnessed up. I just think getting around the outboard, and it's a different type of a thing. So, yeah, we do it stand up and use the rail. Get a guy. I have those West Coast bow rails on the boat, so you can get a guy up in the bow. He can kind of rail away up there, and you kind of become a bobber, and they're kind of pulling you as well, which helps. Yeah,
that works.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that heavy rail rod would work absolutely perfect for that. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And you want to fish them on a heavy tackle when you're fishing those.
You want to have everything
right?
going in your favor. 300 or 400 pound leader, right? A lot of line capacity, heavy tackle, big hooks, all that stuff. Yep.
The beauty of the aerial bait presentation is you get to do all that stuff. Like, that's the benefit of it, is you get that bait nice and far away from the boat. And like you said, done right, all the gear is, you know, the hooks are on the top side of the bait, and what they see from down below is just the silhouette of a flying fish floating along in the water. And all your heavy line and big hooks and big leaders and everything is up in the air, and they can't see it. And then when you get them, you know, big fish, heavy line and big hooks are what put fish on the deck above everything else. You know, you can make all kinds of mistakes when you're fishing big hooks and heavy line and not pay the price for it.
I do the same thing with sea bass. I always, like, fish one or two steps heavier because I don't think about the ones that are biting. I think about what you could possibly hook, and that's why we put clients on six fish over 70 pounds. If you're using 40 pound, you would never land those fish.
Six over 70.
Yeah.
Unreal. Seven.
White sea bass.
I caught one, too.
Wow.
I actually caught one myself. So we've had the, six for customers, one for me.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And I can tell you firsthand that when Brandon says, come fishing, it's biting. Go.
Yeah, there's those certain windows where you know it's like, now's the time. Yep. Yeah. It happens a couple times a year. Yeah.
And that's kind of with the inside info when you become a regular client of Bite Sport Fishing. It's like you get those calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I love people. And the reason I do this game is I enjoy people and different personalities and reading people. And it's really neat. But when a guy emails you or calls and says, like, well, just call me if they're biting. Like, you've never been with us before, and you want this, like, roller derby whip-in?
Yeah.
Like,
I love his little thing.
It's
not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that
roller
call.
Derby whip-in, like the,
ladies
from the 80s with their grab arms. Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah. That's it.
Slingshot engaged.
But if you're part of the team.
Yeah, it's not like it's a fraternity, like secret society, but, like, everyone's got to take their lumps, man.
Yeah.
And this is trophy big game fishing. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
How many trips a year does Kathy do with you? We always see pictures of her with big fish on the time. Like, you mentioned how important it is to be going. I mean, and she clearly goes a lot.
For her own privacy, I don't want to say, like,
of course. That's
but she comes out a lot more than anyone.
She has
standing dates. But Kathy's like my mom. Like, we're really, really close, and we spend a lot of time together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
And
she catches a lot of fish.
She catches a lot. She's got two sea bass over 70, bunch of 68s and 69s.
Two over 70.
She's got two of those big bluefin this year. She's got like seven or eight of those big bluefin. And I like taking her because, like, there's a big difference between fishing with your buds and fishing with customers. And if you can go out with one other person, just you and them, and still connect and it's like a huge challenge for me, too. And I just love it, and we click well. But she comes out a lot, and she has standing dates. She books her dates in November, and then I kind of bolt on the other customers on the front side and back side.
What does she like better, sea bass or...
Oh, good question.
In a vacuum? Oh, that's tough. Probably bluefin, because towards the tail end of sea bass season, we both looked at each other this year, and we're like, maybe we should switch to bluefin a little bit early this year. And years past, I never switched until the second week of July.
Yeah.
West didn't start running bluefin until after... you came down late this year because that sea bass was biting, you know? So I started going with her in June this year and doing that foamer fishing, popper fishing and stuff, which is challenging. You got to make a good cast, the whole thing.
It's just my favorite to see this petite lady standing next to all these big giant fish, and she kills it.
She's
it's
excellent.
So cool. I dig it.
This is no fluff. Like, when she's, like, not having a good day, I'm like, Kathy, we worked really hard to get you to this point. I'm like her golf coach, you know?
Right.
Like, let's not have any bad habits. I've never seen someone who treats fishing like a craft as much as her.
I love
that. And gives it the time that it respects. She practices her casting. She has workouts tailored around fishing. Like, this is her hobby, and she's serious about it. And this is how it is with people in golf and other disciplines. That's why it's very interesting to me when people come out fishing and they see the bluefin pictures. How are your casting skills? Excellent. I'm an excellent caster. Okay. 7 backlashes in a row. Right? Practice your trade before you come out fishing. You're spending a lot of time and resources to do it. Practice casting in a park off a pier. I wrote about this all the time in my like early writing days. Like, treat fishing like a discipline, like it's baseball or something else, and you'll do a lot better at it.
Yep.
And she does all those things. And I've watched her get so good at fishing. She's one of the best live bait fishermen that I've seen. And she's just excellent. Her form is on point. My buddy Curtis worked a trip with us because if it's just the two of us, it's hard. Like, Neil or, like, I can run down a laundry list of people I've called on the radio and be like, dude, I need help. How else are you going to get a big tuna on the boat with just the two of us, a.k.a. just me?
Yeah.
So her form is on point. My buddy Curtis, who's worked in fishing his entire adult life, is like, her up and down tuna fishing, like rail rod skills and like corkscrewing them is like probably the best I've ever seen.
That's so cool. Wow. I just think that's so cool.
And
yeah.
You can learn a lot fishing with you.
I treat it like a master class. I tell people when they come out, I got no filter, and I try to underpromise and overdeliver. And I feel like other people in the small boat landscape, not everyone, but a lot of them are just like fluff, it's great, come out, and then you're setting yourself up for disaster and not getting this repeat clientele. So I just tell people straight up, you know, kind of how it is, and I say my number one goal besides catching fish, if you want to learn something, I guarantee this, when you come off the boat, you'll have learned more about fishing or whatever.
What's your repeat clientele? What percentage?
The people that I take, 100%.
100%.
I took one new group this year because Wes was sick.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's pretty
cool. And it's not
that you can't get in.
But I also ran an open party trip with Wes, open party out of the landing, because I just wanted to see how things were going, check things out. It was there's some growing into the bigger boat and taking an extra person and such. So I came out and worked a trip and did that. And I'll probably do more of that in the future and, like, play his deckhand.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right. Very good. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
How about Doug and Montebello up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering about, like, that. You talk about 3 miles off of Clemente. What happens if you start up at, say, 3.1 and the fish pulls you into the island?
What's the question?
Did we sit on it or you guys start the boat up and start moving or what?
Doug, I'm wondering when you're going to come fishing. That's what I'm wondering. We'd love to have you out. You've been a long-time guy on the radio show. We'd love to take you out sometime and kind of show you this stuff. You got to respect closure lines, and you have to respect what you're being told on the radio. And it's like a lot of things in Southern California and running a business where there's a line in a gray area, and you got to recognize when you're too far into that line, you know? So it's not like a hard buffer zone, and there's times when it's okay out there and that area is not closed. So I think if you started at 3.1 and drifted into 2.8, you'd probably be okay. And if you weren't, they'd call you and let you know or whatever.
You start hearing rockets going over your head, you're probably in the
wrong listening to rockets all the time these days, man. Things are really busy out there. Even where I live in San Clemente, kind of butted up against Camp Pendleton, and I get up really early a lot of mornings. There's a lot of business going on in terms of the military and training and everything.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of training.
It stands a hair on your neck, though, when you hear that going on out there. Like, it's just...
I've been at Clemente before where it's not closed, fishing the anchor for sea bass. It's not closed, cool, we're fishing this area, and you just hear... This is what it's like to live in, like, war-torn Serbia.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
But that island's an active place, and it's a very important thing to our national
events. So is San Nick. Yeah. People don't think about that because it's kind of off the grid more. That whole section from there to the Cortez is a very hot zone.
Oh, yeah.
So to answer your question, if you drift a mile, a tick in or something, I don't think it's a big deal. They're going to call you on the radio if anything's going on in general, so it's okay. And we'd love to have you out sometime, Doug.
There you go. An honest, straight invitation from Brandon. You better take advantage of it,
You
Doug.
Still have to pay.
Yeah,
I'd love
course,
to have
yeah,
you.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, our final San Diego County Ford dealer remote is this coming Saturday at Elkhorn Ford. You don't want to miss your last chance to win that trip on the Royal Star and flying down on Alaska Airlines out of LAX to Mazatlan. Hey, and the trip to the Blackjack, the trip on the AFCO and Hydra's Gear, the Shimano Rods and Reels. And like I said, we're going to be opening the chutes this weekend. We're going to have lots of Shimano flatfalls. We're going to have all kinds of Nomad lures and AFCO clothing and lots of great stuff just for showing up. All you have to do is show up, grab a ticket from Tommy P and the Cowboy, and fill out the entry point. It's easy. You don't even have to do the casting contest. But if you want to do the casting contest, like Brandon says, practice your skills.
Practice.
You practice up, you can win. You can beat those guys.
You practice your skills and come down to Elkhorn Ford next Saturday. You might win a long-range trip on the Royal Star.
Yeah, exactly. So check us out this coming Saturday, live right here on The Fan. And just come on down to Elkhorn Ford, Saturday 7 to 9 a.m. You don't want to miss that opportunity. Once again, Brandon, so... coming up on the Bite Journal coming up.
Yeah, the next couple months it'll be out.
So if somebody is not a subscriber and they want to be sure to get this journal, they can subscribe right now and have the latest one when it comes out.
I used to do it where your subscription didn't start with the current issue because people would buy it on the, like, quote, newsstand and then subscribe, then they get a second one. But given the frequency of it, if you subscribe now, it just starts with the current issue. So, we do two mailings a month. Everything I do with this is very slow.
Cool.
It's on my own pace. I ship it media mail. I do it all by hand myself. So on the 1st and the 15th of the month, we ship them out.
Nice.
Yeah,
very good. Cool. One thing I failed to mention is Wayne Cotto from CCA California will be he's our director of CCA. He'll be our guest on Saturday. Live at Elkhorn Ford. Wayne's a great guy, wealth of knowledge. Be talking CCA and lots of good stuff. So you want to be sure to come check us out at Elkhorn Ford there. Now, as far as the bite sport fishing, you said you're taking charters starting in November for 2020.
Yeah, we have 2 days open next week. I lost a charter on Friday, so I put that online at a fisherman's, Big Fish.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try to go an open party Sunday for a yellowfin if a guy wants to do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And how much was that again? Yeah, it was discounted, right?
It's $5.50 for that one, $6.95 for the Big Fish.
And that's like basically maximum of four people on the boat?
Four people.
That's
Yep, four people.
Wow. And it's nine to nine?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's such a cool
idea.
It includes
all tackle. A lot of people are like, what about gear? All the gear is included.
Wow.
You can just step on the boat with food and drink.
All
California
right.
fishing license, good to go.
And you're going with a guy that specializes in that fishery, all the best equipment, binoculars, and as connected
info.
And baited
info,
up,
info,
and
info.
You take the words out of my mouth.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. A guy with a extremely high success ratio that's going every day and was on the water the trip before that, and this is where they were going, and
he knows
no
Dave
replacement
Hansen, so
for
you
that.
Get info from Dave.
There you go. So much info.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Where's my wave in, Dave?
Yeah. For sure. You heard Dave right here. He's on them.
He said they're back.
That fish circles around, and if
it sounds like a good week.
I think we have good. We have perfect kite weather this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's looking good.
Yep.
I'm ready, man. Let's do this. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning that 1 year FishDope.com or membership and a collection of bite journals. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For over five decades, Lee Palms Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We've got to do something.
Unlike your wife, your smart speaker will respond when you yell at it.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Just tell it to stream The Fan on radio.com by saying play 97.3 The Fan.
This is great. Oh, this is the rush I've been looking for.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a big congratulations. The winner of that fishdope.com membership and those killer bite journals, that's going to Dan in El Cajon. Dan, congratulations. You are going to love that gear.
And again, Brandon, you're Jack Nielsen approved because he said, loving the insights from Brandon Hayward.
One of my favorite guys in the industry.
Yeah, so if Jack says you're good,
if I could ruffle good. Like seven people and then make Jack happy, everything's cool.
Absolutely. But Jack's always happy. He's a happy guy.
He's great.
Indeed.
Totally.
So anyway, great show.
Thank you
for, as Jack said, for all the insights this morning.
Yeah.
And
goes
giving
fast.
It up and sharing with us your knowledge and also sharing with our listeners the ability and opportunity to go out fishing with you and your great crew, Wes, and such.
Yeah, I just want to go fishing with Wes.
Thanks.
Really
Me
cool.
too.
Yeah, for sure. So, if somebody wants to go fishing with Bite Sport Fishing,
yeah.
how do they do it?
You know, just give me a call. I'm off today. I got all of my phone on. My cell phone is 949-212-0719, and then we can kind of skip the biblical length emails back and forth.
Okay, yeah. So, best to just call you.
Call me.
Is it on the website?
It's on the website,
Your cell phone number?
It is.
You're a brave man.
I want them sat phone digits.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, check it out. BiteSportFishing.com and BiteJournal.com. Indeed. BIGHT.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. And thank you. Thanks to Adam and Brian for all you guys do behind the scenes here for Let's Talk Hookup. We do appreciate you very much. And next Saturday, live at El Cajon Ford with Wayne Cotto. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great chance for you to win some great prizes. And then next Sunday, right back here, Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right back here on The Fan.